The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
The word courage comes from the word for heart. That's why we call a heart attack a coronary. Same root. We are only courageous about those things to which we have given our heart. For instance, parents display an astonishing amount of courage when it comes to protecting and providing for their children. Running risks and making sacrifices that they probably would not have made had it not been their child. Indeed, not only does love inspire courage, acting courageously causes love to grow. It deepens our investment in the well-being of the other, to the point that our lives become so tightly intertwined that it hurts us more to see that loved one suffer than it would have been for us to have suffered that same adversity ourselves. Cowardice focuses on the self and is rooted in fear. Courage focuses on something bigger than the self and is rooted in love. It overcomes fear through death to self. In the Gospels, Jesus acts courageously in every single encounter and in every situation that arises, because doing his Father's will means investing his heart in us totally and in our well-being totally. He has come to save us from sin and death and everything else that holds us bound in unhealthy ways, even to save us from our own stupidity. That's why he acts so courageously, even when dealing with his adversaries. He doesn't want to reject those who reject him. Giving in to discouragement would be a failure to love. And so he continues to love them and hurt for them, just like a parent continues to love and feel hurt for a wayward son or daughter about whom it would be easy to become discouraged. But of course, giving up on them would mean forgetting God's power to save. And Jesus has come to save us. It is for that reason that today's gospel has so much to say to us today. The disciples were confused and afraid. In last week's gospel, Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, which has to have been really exciting, but also really unsettling. There's something strange about Jesus. There's something very mysterious about him. And now they're discovering that if they're going to be following him, they're on uncharted territory. And that can be very unsettling. And now in today's gospel, the mystery about who Jesus is and what he's come to do gets even greater. They're caught in a frightening storm at night, and here is Jesus coming to them like a ghost walking on the water, and they are really spooked. And what does Jesus do? He says, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." He's already beginning to teach them to put their trust in him, regardless of all the adversities that he and they will soon be facing, and regardless of how at sea they may feel when faced with their uncertain future, he will be with them to guide them safely through those experiences. So Peter takes the first step out of the relative safety of that boat to join Jesus and to face the waves with Jesus courageously himself. But then he begins to sink. He panics. But at least he has the trust to cry out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus, who has been there right with him all that time, guiding him through that experience, does just that. And even more than that. Not only does he pull Peter out of the water, he then proceeds to calm the storm itself. At which point, those in the boat have discovered something new, something additional, and completely unexpected about Jesus, about who he is, that he is the Son of God. And this causes their love for him and their courage to grow. Since God can do all things, starting with walking on the water and calming storms, what is there to fear? How about you? What do you fear? Are you all in when it comes to the things of the Lord? Or are you still holding back because of fear? Or because of some other reason? Have you given your heart to Jesus? That's the only way that you're going to find the courage you need to live faithfully the challenging life of the kingdom of God here and now, and thus share fully in the joy of the kingdom of God in the world to come. Scripture reminds us that the road to life is narrow, and few are those who have the courage and self-sacrificing love to take it. The road to perdition is wide and filled with cowards who live for nothing bigger than themselves.